Welcome to the Treble Health Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ben Thompson, audiologist and founder of Treble Health. This podcast is supported by TrebleHealth.com, the nation's leading telehealth service for tinnitus and hearing loss treatment. Thank you for being here on our podcast, and make sure to subscribe to get our newest episodes sent straight to you. Let's get ahead with today's episode.
I gotta honestly say that once I found you guys, I mean, it was very different from the other doctors. It wasn't long until I started hearing a little bit of a difference, and it started going down and down and down. When I started with you guys, I mean, it was extremely loud. I guess long story short, yeah, 10 years ago, there was a gunfire near me and very close by, and my ears just started ringing. And you know, I thought that they would go away, and it didn't. And it was extremely minimal, though. So, I mean, I did go see a doctor back then, and they gave me the bad news, like, hey, sorry, this is probably going to be with you forever. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. No pun intended. but it wasn't that loud. And then, so I kind of just let it go. I didn't really need any sort of, you know, any sort of masking or noise masking at night to go to sleep or anything like that. And then as the years went by, you know, here came along, COVID. And for some reason, I mean, I was just sitting there doing the dishes one night, and it just spiked extremely loud. I mean, it was probably like at a one or a two. And then it spiked all the way. I don't know. And it was pretty excruciating. I'd say to an 11, 10, 9, 10, 11, somewhere around there. It was, I had to sit down. It basically brought me to my knees. And then I was doing everything that I could to find a specialist.
How long did that last for when it was louder? It was more intense. It went from not really a problem at all to a serious problem.
I mean, it was pretty instantaneous, and it stayed there. It didn't go down. I thought it was maybe a spike, which had never happened to me ever. And in the, you know, 8 or 9 years that I had it, it never spiked. And that was the first time. So, but it stayed. It didn't go anywhere. And then I started looking online at different stories, and I didn't really put COVID and my ears together at all until I started researching tinnitus, and seeing that at that time, a lot of people were kind of having the same complaint.
Living with tinnitus can be incredibly challenging. The constant ringing in your ears and the frustration of not finding relief. Hi, it's Dr. Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. Back in 2020, I started this YouTube channel because there were so many people who were struggling to find help for their tinnitus. As the channel grew, I decided to offer tinnitus solutions directly to patients, all from the comfort of home via telehealth. Today, our team at Treble Health is recognized as the nation's leader in tinnitus care. I'd like to introduce the Tinnitus Relief Bundle by Treble Health. Our bundle is backed by science and designed to provide long-lasting relief from tinnitus.
I feel like Treble Health literally gave me my life back. I was questioning my entire future and what it would be like, and now I no longer question that at all.
Imagine getting back to living a full and productive life. Treble Health's Tinnitus Relief Bundle can help you find the relief you've been searching for. Visit our website at treblehealth.com/bundle to learn more and start your journey towards tinnitus relief today with a risk-free trial. Plus, mention that you came from YouTube and you'll get our top-rated tinnitus sound machine for free. Treble Health. Relief from tinnitus starts here.
All right, so you've laid out the scene here. Now, I want to know what allowed you to improve over time, just some tools, some techniques. You had mentioned stress earlier, so let's talk about, you know, how we use that knowledge to our advantage and different tools and techniques that help. And then I also want to ask you some questions in a bit about sound therapy in action. So let's talk first about what were those initial tools once you started to get some help? What did you learn and what did you use with success?
Yeah, definitely. And since due to time here, I'll just kind of jump over the next few months or so. I did some research. I did go to a few other doctors before I found you guys. And, you know, I got to honestly say that once I found you guys, I mean, it was very different from the other doctors and, you know, your advice and opinions. And so that really, really did help out significantly. So basically sound therapy, you know, you guys gave me the tools that I needed to kind of cope with it. And, you know, actually Ramsey's here. Hi, Ramsey. And she was the one kind of helping me along the way as well, along with the rest of the doctors there. But she was the one mainly talking to me and giving me advice. I had the sound, I don't know, what do you call those? The ear maskers, I guess.
Yes, we call them tinnitus maskers, the medical devices that are worn on the ears to play sound therapy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So the tinnitus maskers really helped out a lot. And then as far as also going to sleep at night, keeping some of the, I think it was a pink noise that I had on, that really helped out significantly. And just with the different remedies, there was also some other, I guess, guidance that you all gave to me as far as breathing techniques and again, kind of bringing it back to stress, like just bringing your stress levels down and just doing whatever you can to just be a little bit more calm. And, you know, and it was just, it wasn't long until I started hearing a little bit of a difference. And it started going down and down and down. I had to be pretty adamant about using it. And so it is definitely a, you know, there's a consistency element to it. So you gotta use it pretty consistently and be pretty adamant about utilizing it, which I was, because I was willing to do anything to get that noise down, but it did, it worked. So thank you.
Great. Yes. And that's why you're here, to share this story. And sometimes other doctors don't explain the full details of what can help. We work together, you and Dr. Ramsey. Let's now bring in Dr. Ramsey to comment just for a bit about her perspective on sound therapy in action. Martin, Dr. Ramsey, an audiologist with Treble Health, and she programmed the tinnitus maskers, the sound therapy devices for Martin. So Dr. Ramsey, how are you? Please share a few of your key points here in sound therapy in action for Martin.
Sure. Hi. And first of all, hi, Martin.
Hello.
It's been a while. It's great to see you. And thank you. Thank you for joining us today. And I'm happy to hear that you're still doing well. So
yeah, I haven't used the maskers in quite a while.
That's really good news. You know, I think Martin, first, you came in, as you said, that really in fight or flight. If I recall, we have questionnaires that our patients fill out. I believe you came out with severity at 100 when I first started seeing you. And we, at the very beginning, we started with some sound therapy. We got devices in your ears. Did take us a little time to properly dial them in, get your use, you know, proper use, find the sounds that were really mixing well with your tinnitus. And I think immediately that did provide relief for you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, throughout our journey, and, you know, you nailed this in terms of where you felt your tinnitus was ebbing and flowing really was associated with external stresses, anxieties, things that were going on in your background. And we picked up on this as we started working, right? We started, once that sound therapy was dialed in, you had the sounds that were helping you. We started realizing that other factors that were potentially contributing. So you did a really good job managing those stresses, those anxieties, both on just a micro level, and you made some really big changes in your life, and all of which positively impacted your tinnitus. So I think for you, certainly the devices played a huge role in just getting you quickly out of that fight or flight response, getting things to calm down. And then you did a lot of work to focus on other things in your world to get things to calm down.
Excellent.
You did a great job.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Ramsey. And Martin, let's share a few of your other just tips for the listeners, for the community here. Sound therapy in action. Think back to day one when you said, I don't really know what sound therapy even is compared to what you know now. What are some basic fundamental tips for those out here?
Basic fundamental tips. Never be in a quiet area for too long without your maskers. I mean, that's when I do work a lot from home, unless I'm meeting with clients. And so that's kind of when I found that it was annoying me the most. It was, you know, I would have music in the background, something like that. When we first started out, I had my tinnitus maskers on. And so that really helped out significantly. I mean, I was trying everything. I was desperate. I was even looking into acupuncture, which I did. I'd never done acupuncture in my life. And they put a bunch of needles around my ears. And I don't know if it helped, but it was definitely calming, soothing. So just anything to really kind of, you know, bring your stress levels down. So that really helped. But yeah, hopefully that answered part of the question.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. And now we're going to transition into some questions. First question here is from Rebecca. This is for you, Martin. Rebecca asks, sometimes she uses sound therapy, but it doesn't provide instantaneous relief. Did that ever happen to you? And did you ever have some sort of anxiety response? Because Rebecca was saying that she sometimes feels a bit of panic when the sound therapy doesn't immediately reduce it. Any advice there?
Oh, totally. Yeah. No, it's frustrating. It's not easy. So that's why I was saying earlier, it's just all about the consistency. And whenever you find yourself with, you know, having those kinds of, that's another stress level too. You know, it's, you think about it, you're constantly thinking about it. It brings anxiety and stress. And I mean, that's the difficult part, is that that is a very high stress, but you just got to keep at it. I mean, just keep using the tinnitus maskers and just kind of have faith that it's gonna work. And I mean, it was tough for me too, but it's not immediate. I mean, it took months. I'd say maybe about, I don't know, what was it, close to 6 months or so. But honestly, I feel like that 6 months, that's a success.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. The next question is from Nancy. Nancy asks, not how long did the whole process take from beginning to end, but how long did it take of you using the tinnitus maskers on your ears or you noticed a difference in the tinnitus level? This could be hours, days, months. What did it take for you?
I mean, just any sort of difference, probably a couple of weeks until I started noticing it just like kind of very gradually coming down. And I had to listen for it too, because I had to kind of test myself, you know, hey, is this going down? It's not really bothering me that much anymore. And it's kind of, it's so gradual that you may not even realize it, you know, so it's, the volume will go down, just a matter of when. And like I said, I mean, you may not even realize that it's going down because it's going down so slowly.
Yeah. Thank you. We have a few more questions here. Let's get three more questions in. Jeff asked the follow-up question to the comment earlier about the fight or flight state. Jeff asks, how long was that fight or flight state? If you describe yourself in it, how long was that for you? And was it accompanied by anxiety?
A lot of anxiety, especially after reading things online. I wouldn't go down that rabbit hole. And but yeah, the fight or flight, I mean, it was very painful. I didn't know what to do. A lot of anxiety. And at the time, so in the beginning of this interview, I said that I'm living in Houston. I was actually living in Portland, Oregon. And at the time, and I went to some doctors over there. I started flying around the country to find other help. And so that was my literal fight or flight. I was doing whatever I could to minimize it. It was not fun. So, I mean, just to be here and telling the story, I mean, it's pretty amazing, quite honestly, because I never thought I would be here.
Thank you. That's why we are here, is why we're doing what we do. And so that fight or flight state, was it weeks? Was it months? Was it 3 months?
If you could estimate. Timeline? Gosh. I mean, I'd say at least a solid month, if not two.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
we have another question here. This is a combination of questions from John and Dr. V. They're asking, John and Rich. They're asking about sound therapy. So John asks, are different sounds used for different patients, different individuals? And the answer there is yes. Not everyone is using the same sounds. So we do customize them and the individual gives feedback. For example, Martin, I want to ask, what kinds of sounds did you use? Did you use combinations of sounds? Did you find that using multiple sounds together worked better? Those are some of the questions we're getting here from the listeners.
Totally. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I have kind of fiddled around with some of those different buttons and, you know, lots of sounds or just one. And I always just go back to one simple sound. To me, it's just less, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say stressful, but it's like, that's just too much going on. Too many sounds. So just, at least for me, just having that one constant sound is much, much more soothing than having, you know, 2 or 5 or 10 different sounds going off at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just interject real quick. While a lot of patients do listen to multiple sounds, Martin was listening to pink noise primarily because that's what worked for him. That's what mixed well with your tinnitus and was where you were finding the relief.
Yeah. And I still use it. I mean, I still go to bed with it for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't use the tinnitus maskers anymore, but I definitely every single night, I mean, I can't really fall asleep without it now.
All right. So last question here for this one is just to recap, where are you today, Martin? You know, you had mentioned, okay, my tinnitus isn't gone, but you also mentioned you're feeling a lot better. So try to, if you can sort of elaborate on the volume perception, just day to day, is it softer? Is it the same? Is it a lot softer? And then also, what percentage of your average day are you thinking about it? Are you aware of it? How has that changed since those earlier months of finding us and going through this treatment?
For sure. No, that's a good question. I mean, when I first met you guys, it was on my mind 100% of the time. Like I said, it's very unbearable. I don't really hear it anymore. I mean, there has to be some noise in the background, but I'd say it's like at a level 2 to 3. So it's definitely not 100% gone. I still have to fall asleep with the pink noise. It definitely helps. And what was one of the other follow-up questions there?
The loudness and then the awareness of at what percentage of time during waking hours are you aware of the sound now?
Yes. I mean, during waking hours, not really that much. It's normally just when I go to sleep. And I don't use the tinnitus maskers anymore. It's just when I fall asleep. Like I said at the beginning also, I mean, I do get a little spike here and there. It's kind of rare. It just depends on, you know, personal life and stress. I mean, I guess I kind of associate it with stress. I feel like when the stress is kind of high, my tinnitus gets up there and then I just kind of have to stop and breathe and chill. And then it goes back down after about a minute, thankfully. But yeah, I'd say right now it's about a 2 to 3 and don't think about it too much and just use the pink noise going to sleep.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This is your host, Dr. Ben Thompson. If you have 2 minutes, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast platform for the Treble Health Podcast. Thank you for your time. And if you need any services for tinnitus or hearing aids, please head over to treblehealth.com and our team of expert audiologists will be able to help you via telehealth. Have a great one and see you soon.